Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is David Gerber. I'm the founder and CEO of Renewit 360 Software, and I created the company to manage renewal contracts for technical companies, resellers, to manage the recurring revenue. That's what I do.
Perfect, David. So let's get to question number two. Great segue. How do I improve my renewals?
Great question, Bob. Renewal maintenance software for technical companies started in the late 90s, and we used to do business with upgrades. Then it became an absolute mandatory thing. You sell software, and with it came a contract for free upgrades and technical support. What's happened is that revenue has become substantial in the lifeblood of companies. If you look at software revenues, it ends up being 40 to 50% of the total revenues. And it's very profitable. And resellers in particular, it's really important to them. And the problem is they have a problem maintaining it. So they have to know, what are we spending and how much are we making and how much is a customer spending with us and how much do we make off that customer and how many times did they buy from us? All these things, right? They need to know all that. And right now they're using spreadsheets to do it. And there's no formal way to do it. And I know this in particular because I ran a reseller company for 10 years, value-added system reseller, systems integration, and we didn't have a way to manage it. And it's a critical part of the process. And I felt companies needed a way to manage that revenue better. And so it's critical. And any reseller that you talk to in the software space will tell you it is a pain. It's a true pain. And what ends up happening as well is you end up having one person that developed their own macro filled spreadsheet, which is typically filled with errors. And that person leaves the company,
right?
And you're in trouble. So there's a need.
Well, let me ask you this. Obviously, I don't like having these be just pitches of by myself. What are some things someone can do themselves on the spreadsheets to make the process easier?
So the thing that you need to matter most is, one, to increase and do better with your business renewals is negotiating your margin upfront with your vendors. You need to do a better job, but also keeping track of what you're doing with vendors. Mm-hmm. How much am I doing with you in what categories so you can negotiate better margins? Also what you're doing with customers. If you can help a customer, because these days it's about being consultative, right? Hey, I noticed you have 5 different purchases of this one software. We should consolidate that into one renewal for you. Improves your business, improves, you only have one invoice, and we track it better for you. Customers will appreciate that because they don't know what they're paying for in a lot of cases. So more consultative, more profit for you.
That makes a lot of sense. I love that there. Question number 3, what other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
There's several, actually. One is Clint Hofer, is the CEO and founder of Slingfly Media Software, marketing software. He has just been an absolute stud in helping us make sure we get our message right. If I dare say so, Derek Gerber happens to be my son, but also happens to be a terrific marketing guy who understands explainer videos and content better than anybody I know. So that combination has been very helpful for me in getting the word out and increasing our customer base.
Perfect. I'll look them both up here. Number 4, the final fun question, David, tell me about your most epic sale.
The most epic sale I had was a sale where I was told no 4 times. I went to Virginia, flew a whole staff in. We did a presentation for a team. Everybody approved it. It went to the corporate office, and the corporate office said, nah, we already found something. I looked up the executive team in Hoover's, emailed the executive team, got a meeting with the CFO, and convinced them, the other company that was going to get the sale never involved the IT team, which was in Kansas City. I went to Kansas City, talked with the vice president of IT. He was so irate. At the other team, so helpful to me. He was like, just because you came here, I'm going to make sure you get this deal. And because of his help, we were literally on the phone, and he said, I'm going to send you codes of things I'm going to say. When I say this, you say that. I've never had that before or since. And it quadrupled the size of the sale for us. It was
that's awesome.
Truly a great sale.
Yeah. Great. I love that little story there. So, hey, David, you've got 2 minutes and 55 seconds left.
Okay.
You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
Well, I'm not going to end early. One, brief promo for Renewit Software. Look, I know what it's like having to manage recurring revenue contracts, when they start, when they end, how much money we make. Vendors are changing their partner programs all the time. Margins go up, down, based on levels of sales. Customers don't know what they own. There's been a big transition of people in the IT organizations. People that bought your stuff aren't there anymore, right? You want to be consultative. So you want to be handing them consultative packages of, this is all the stuff you own from me. Serial numbers, license numbers, renewal dates, how much you paid over the last several years, right? Customers will stay with you because you want to reduce your churn rate as much as possible, right? So the other thing I do is M&A work. If you're ever in an exit type of situation, you better have low churn to increase your valuation. So if you want to make your company worth more, focus on the renewals. And the only way to do that is have control over them. And your CEO, by the way, if you're the CEO, you want to know, how much are we spending? How much are we making? Who are we making it with? How much are we spending with these vendors? You need to know that. And so use a system that can integrate directly with your accounting software and that anybody could use anywhere. You don't need to have one person doing it. So you want to give us a call. You have to see this to believe it. You can't even believe it exists. I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing you've ever seen. So that's that. So Bob, from your standpoint, what's the marketing trends that you're seeing? What's the hot thing? Is there a hot thing?
So the hot thing I'm learning, and it's actually working really well, is when you build your entire sales funnel. Now, first off, what I'm about to say is, understand you are important to your family, to your friends. There are people that they say that you are very important.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a sales standpoint, you need to build your sales funnel from a point of, I'm an absolute nobody. Why should someone engage? Mm. So that's how I do. Like, again, getting you on a podcast. I'm an absolute nobody. Why would you even accept me on LinkedIn? I'm an absolute nobody. Why would you even want to be on this podcast? And so going that direction there makes it much better, because so many people think they have the magical pot of gold. And literally, if you told me that you had a way that I can poop gold and you are 100% scientifically accurate, I wouldn't believe you. If you say, Bob, would you like to poop gold? I'd be like, you're an idiot. Even if you could, and I'm being hyperbolic, but you kind of get the concept.
Okay. You're right there. Okay. That makes sense. That's, yep. Well, that's one of the things that Clint, I mentioned earlier, is working with us on, is make sure that the messaging is clear, not salesy. I don't want it to be salesy. I want you to understand, like, I need this to better my
business. That's actually time. You did it, David. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. David, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
The way I look at it, when I look at 808, I immediately think of Bob.
Excellent. Gold star for David. Say your website real quick.
Renewit360.com.
In the description, it's magic. David, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a good day now. Talk to you later. Bye.